This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm going to go back today about 6 or 7 years, and I'm going to go back to something Sean Hannity from Fox News actually broadcasted. This is when they had some internal fortitude going on. They were willing to actually stand up a little bit for their country. It's shocking, and put a little salt on your tongue, salt on your tongue to lead you to the water, hopefully. Terrorist training camps in the United States. There's 35 terrorist training camps in the United States of America. How come you're not hearing about this, friends? Well, we're going to expose it. We're going to play for you this audio. It's great stuff. And again, I want to know why nobody's talking about it. Why is it that the politicians got us caught up into everything else, even Kim Jong over in Korea, but they failed to put their finger on these little jihadist camps around the United States of America, these terrorist training camps in the United States of America? Believe it or not, they're here under the guise of freedom of speech, under federal and state law. Really? How stupid do they really think that we are? But we're going to expose the enemy within again and also show you, friends, just to prove the point that the politicians are doing nothing but playing games between each other. They all the well know as to what's going on here, but they fail to address the issue. Why is that? What I want to hit before we actually play that audio is I want to highlight some of the things that Representative Louie Gohmert had to say recently about the American politician. He said, somebody's got to go to jail or our system is over. That's exactly right. Louie Gohmert said, somebody's got to go to jail or our system is over. It's done. The rule of law doesn't mean anything in this country anymore. What happened to that rule of law, all of you Trumpites? What happened to that justice that was promised, all of you Trumpites? Yeah, just forget about it. It doesn't matter. Oh, it does matter. They're there to magnify the law against crime, not to magnify the crime against the law, and do what they will at will, and act as a bunch of demigods, as if to say that there is no consequence when they do violate the law. And what's interesting about all of that, friends, even just today, they're highlighting another dossier and blaming Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama as the responsible party. Well, then why doesn't Donald Trump enforce the law against the two of them? See, that's the surest sign that he's the real deal, but we haven't seen that. That's just today on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Somebody's got to go to jail or our system is over. By the way, if you look at Machiavelli, the Republic of Machiavelli, it was destroyed because the people let the politicians do the things that they wanted to do without consequence. You heard me right. Even when you, America, know that they're guilty as H-E double hockey sticks, even when they admit to you that they themselves are corrupt. Remember on January 18th of 2017, President Harry S. Truman said, not on January 18th, 2017, but back in the 50s, he said, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. Isn't it interesting that we have 268 of the 535 members of those individuals that are to represent we the people by magnifying the enumerated laws found in our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. Isn't it interesting that 268 of them out of the 534 members are millionaires? Isn't that interesting? You know, their paychecks don't line up with what they have in their bank accounts, do they, America? Now, perhaps it's because there have been senators in this government that have been serving themselves, as well as special interest groups that have literally been conspiring against we the people for years. For years. Somebody's got to go to jail or our system is over. It's done. The rule of law doesn't mean anything anymore. Representative Louis Gohmert. He's exactly right. Folks, the Lord has been telling you this very thing for years on this radio show. Amos 5, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies. David prayed in Psalm 119, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law. Of course. But don't think for one moment that the judge of all the earth will not do that which is right, friends. He will. His spirit is not straitened. It will not be barred. It will not be hindered. He'll have his way at the end of the day. And he always does. He always does. Hey, folks, the millionaire class and the billionaire class increasingly own the political process and they own the politicians that go to them for money. We're moving very, very quickly from a democratic society. Folks, we are a republic, once again. One person, one vote, to an oligarch where few rule over many, form of a society where billionaires would be determining who the elected officials of this country really are. Jesse Unruh, Speaker of the House, California Assembly, said that in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. Folks, even when they tell on themselves, America, you're still apathetic concerning your obligation before God and man to enforce the laws against the crime. Listen, Louis Gohmert just told you what's going to happen if somebody doesn't go to jail concerning the Clintons, concerning the Obamas, concerning corruption in your government. They are not above the law. Let me give you another one. Socialist Bernie Sanders, who gave it over to Hillary Clinton in an attempt to win the People's White House. Senator from Vermont said many similar things. I think many people have the mistaken impression that Congress regulates Wall Street. The real truth is that Wall Street regulates the Congress. Just think about that, friends. They've sold their soul. Just watched a movie. LBJ, one of the worst movies. It's a true story. It's supposed to be. Their history was way messed up. They tried to portray him as a righteous man. He is corrupt from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. And by the way, now he's finding out that he reaps what he sows. But the fact of the matter is, friends, I mean, you want to talk about corruption and the way that that individual used to sway people to his system of corruption. One senator during this movie, LBJ, was having a conversation with him, and he said that he was going to stand on his principles, and LBJ looked at him and said, oh, you're going to be a one-term senator. In other words, if you do the right thing, you're not going to last around here. America, do you not understand that that's what's been going on in your government for a long, long time? Going to take a quick break, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to come back on the next segment, and I'm going to bring about the answer to the dilemma. Once again, you're going to love this. sonsoflibertymedia.com.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I'm going to be playing terrorist training camps in the United States of America. Why is nobody talking about this? This was posted, friends, in 2009. And there was one broadcast. And I give him kudos, folks. I give him accolade. I give him merit. I high-five him for his efforts. This is Sean Hannity, about the only guy I like over there, by the way. In saying that, it was a video that was played. And yet, well, nobody's talking about there's terrorist training camps in the United States of America. There's Muslims that are training in America to the equivalent of 35 back in 2009. And it's interesting how they go on the outskirts of the United States of America, all the way from the East Coast down through Texas over to the West Coast. How come there's nothing on the northern border? Because you see, friends, which, by the way, again, just as a recollection to point the finger where it needs to be pointed, your eyes are hooked up on the southern border because that's where the media would have you to keep your eyes concerning illegals coming in. What about the northern border where we have a prime minister, Justin Trudeau, an absolute lunatic, aiding and abetting terrorists in his country on a daily basis, worshiping with the Muslims in his country? How can we have these 35 terrorist training camps all the way up the outskirts of the United States of America, but nothing on the northern border? Because I don't have to worry about the northern border. Many people believe that Canada is going to be used as a staging point for an attack on America. And you can rest assured it's going to happen, according to Scripture, friends, because there's a slow siege taking over in the United States right now of America. And this isn't gloom and doom. This is get up and do something about it so it doesn't have to roll out the way prophecy will roll it out if you absolutely sit there and do nothing about the issue. But we're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes, friends. I wanted to ask you, how do you actually bring about the resolve concerning the issues today? I mean, 45 people are responsible for the mess that you're in, but they unite in a common con, right? This was published in the Orlando Sentinel on February 3rd, 1984. 1984, friends. Politicians are the only people in the world who create problems and then campaign against them. Of course. They're reprobate. I mean, have you ever wondered why, if both the Democrats and the Republicans, by the way, which is unconstitutional, are against deficits, why do we have deficits? Have you ever wondered why, if all the politicians are against inflation and high taxes, why do we have inflation and high taxes? Because they're the ones creating them. You and I don't propose a federal budget. The president does that. You and I don't have the constitutional authority to vote an appropriations bill. The House of Representatives does that. They listen to you, though. You and I don't write the tax code, although there isn't really one. The Congress does. You and I don't set fiscal policy. The Congress does that. You and I don't control monetary policy. The Federal Reserve Bank does that. I mean, you have 100 senators, 435 congressmen, one president, nine Supreme Court, unelected Supreme Court justices, by the way, 545 human beings out of 331 million people are directly, legally, morally, and individually responsible for the domestic problems that plague this country. 545 human beings out of the population of the United States of America are directly, legally, morally, and individually responsible for the domestic problems that plague this country. And isn't it interesting? You never see any of them go to jail when they're busted for their crimes. As I highlighted during the first segment, even when they tell you that they're guilty of the crime, they don't go to jail. Which shows you that there's a system in place that is above your heads. And America would do you well to deal with them as well. Because once you shut that door, guess what? They're going to have to face the fire. And that would be me and you. By the way, I excluded the members of the Federal Reserve Bank because the problem was created by the Congress in 1913. Congress delegated its constitutional duty to provide a sound currency to a federally chartered but private central bank. In other words, it's illegal. I excluded all of the special interests and lobbyists for a sound reason. They have no legal authority. Listen carefully. They have no legal authority. Maybe that will share or explain to you, forgive me, explain to you as to why when they go in broke to serve we the people, they stay for 20 and 30 and 40 years in some cases, and they leave millionaires because they're not working for you and me. It's that simple. They have no ability to coerce a senator, a congressman, or a president to one cotton-picking thing. And I don't care if they offer a politician $1 million in cash. The politician has the power to accept or to reject it. That's exactly right. See, few have the internal fortitude to reject the highest bidder. See, don't you see now the con game that is being played on the people by the politicians? Folks, when you call and you name call politicians the things that you call them, keep in mind, you can call them what you will. But at the end of the day, the joke is on you for succumbing to their tactics. I mean, those 545 human beings spend much of their energy convincing you that what they did is not their fault. They cooperate in this common con regardless of party affiliation, which again is unconstitutional. What separates a politician from a normal human being is an excessive amount of gall. No normal human being would have the gall of, let's say, Tip O'Neill back in the 80s, who stood up and criticized Ronald Reagan for creating deficits. See, the president can only propose a budget. He cannot force the Congress to accept it. And keep in mind, the Congress is you, friends. They work for you. The Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, gives sole responsibility to the House of Representatives for originating appropriations and taxes. Back in the 80s when this was written, O'Neill is Speaker of the House. He is the leader of the majority party. He and his fellow Democrats, not the president, can approve any budget they want to. If the president vetoes it, they can pass it over his veto. Just 545 Americans have followed up this great nation. And let me weigh in here, America. The 331 million Americans today have tolerated the likes of 545 that have followed up this great nation. And let me remind you, to be a faithful witness which delivers souls, the Word of God says. I'm going to be that right now. If it wasn't for the 331 million allowing the 545 Americans to follow up this great nation, it wouldn't be followed up. And before God, both parties are guilty. For the 331 million allowing the 545 Americans to have followed it up. So it seems inconceivable to me that a nation of 331 million, cannot replace 545 people who stand convicted by present facts of incompetence and irresponsibility. I can't think of a single domestic problem from an unfair tax code to defense overruns that is not traceable directly to the 545 people. When you fully grasp the plain truth that 545 people exercise complete power over the federal government, then it must follow that what exists is what they want to exist. That is exactly right, because those 545 are doing what the special interest groups are paying them to do, not to work for we the people, and hence that's how they become millionaires. I mean, if the tax code is so unfair, it's because they want it to be unfair. If the budget is in the red, it's because they want it in the red. If the Marines are in Lebanon, it is because they want them in Lebanon. There are no insoluble government problems. I mean, don't let these 545 people shift the blame to bureaucrats whom they hire and whose jobs they can abolish, to lobbyists who give Senate advice that they can reject, to regulatories, to those whom they give power to regulate and from whom they can take it. So folks, above all, do not let them con you into belief that there exists disembodied mystical force like the economy, inflation, or politics that prevent them from doing what they took an oath to do. Listen to what I'm telling you, friends. Those 545 people, and they alone, are responsible, along with the 331 million that tolerate the crimes of the 545 that have committed crimes against the 331 million for years in this country. They alone have the power. They and they alone should be held accountable by we the people who are their bosses. They work for us. We do not work for them. Period. Provided they have the gumption to manage their own employees. And yes, America, I'm speaking to you. Hey, folks, we see on a daily basis the crimes of corrupt politicians. It's time for you to enforce the law against their crimes and throw them in jail where they belong. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to play some audio, friends, of the terrorist training camps in the United States of America. Yes, you heard me right. Back in 2009, there were 35 terrorist jihadi camps in America.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I wanted to let you know you can check out both those pages. They interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, friends, that you can check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, Facebook, Bradley Dean. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. You can also jump over to our brand, well, not our brand new website. Forgive me. I'm beginning to broadcast so you know that it'll be new to you. Therefore, that's how I meant to say it. Bradley Dean YouTube. Bradley Dean YouTube. There's a couple hundred videos on there, brand new ones. We've put up about 5 or 6 of them over the last couple weeks. And we stay on those on a consistent basis, and it gives you an answer biblically and constitutionally concerning the issues that we have today. And it brings in common sense as to what really is going on, because much of it is just complete diversion, and it's there to be played out as a political game between the two-party system, which behind closed doors are the best of friends, friends. And this has been going on in this country, again, for a long time. Bradley Dean, YouTube. If you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, period, John 14:6, so on and so forth. 1 Timothy 2:5, Philippians 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and the list goes on. We follow the Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the captain of our salvation, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, so on and so forth. Someone just texted this to me, and I don't have everything in front of me, but it's coming to my attention right now, that the Clinton body count continues on, friends. It's being reported that the CEO of the uranium company that bought from the Clintons, his plane just went down over the last couple of days. And it's my understanding as well that 71 people were killed in that Russian passenger plane in order to take out one person. So, again, friends, and we have a list of this coming out from the Clintons. Anybody that means to testify, they find themselves with suicide notes, of course, and shotgun blast several of them to the head. How that works, I don't know, but as long as you believe it, that's why they're selling it to you. Clinton's reign of terror continues on, friends. Again, it just came to my attention. Hopefully we can have some more information on that topic once it comes up. But again, friends, why is she free? Why is she doing the things that she's doing with a free hand? Why has Donald Trump not enforced the laws against the Clintons? Because you got to ask yourself the question, who is Donald working for? Remember what Clinton said back in the 90s, friends. Billy Bob Clinton, the treasonous Judas himself. He said when asked about government, he said there's a government inside of this government that I have no control of. We need to wake up on and understand, friends, that God is in control. And either we're living under the blessings or we're going to live under the curses. There is no in-betweenites, period. Let's get to this. The spread of homegrown terrorists post 9/11, by the way, friends, post 9/11. I want you to hear this, okay? Post 9/11, somehow or another, the Muslims in Islamic training camps are right in your backyard. Why is nobody talking about this? This is one of the best things I've ever seen Fox News do. This was in 2009 that this was broadcast. Yet we didn't hear a word about it. The state-controlled media wouldn't have you know what's going on because they work for the people that are disrupting the system and feeding into the domestic insurrection. Right? But the spread of homegrown terrorist Islamic training camps in America's own backyard... Friends, one question. Why are these communities left to flourish in the United States of America post 9/11? And again, why is nobody talking about this? I want you to listen to this broadcast again by Sean Hannity, Fox News, in 2009. Listen carefully.
The group is responsible for over 50 attacks on U.S. soil and has over 35 compounds right here in our very own nation. Now, a new investigation by the Christian Action Network has uncovered some disturbing information about the spread of homegrown terrorists and what they mean for America.
It's a frightening thought. Islamic terrorist training camps right here in America, in our backyards. The group Muslims of America, or Jamaat al-Fuqaha, as they're called in Pakistan, have established over 35 communities across the U.S. The group claims to be peaceful, but a videotape uncovered by the Christian Action Network shows that they can have a much more sinister side. The video called The Soldiers of Allah features Sheikh Mubarak Ali Ghanali, the mastermind and the leader of the group here in the U.S.
We are establishing training camps. You can reach us, you know, at Brown University offices in upstate New York, or in Canada, or in Michigan, or in South Carolina, or in Pakistan, wherever we are.
The tape goes on to teach Ghilani's American followers tactics in guerrilla warfare, including scaling mountains, subduing enemies, murdering guards, hijacking cars, kidnapping, weapons training, and setting off explosives. Ghilani is a Pakistani national best known for allegedly setting up journalist Daniel Pearl in 2002. Pearl was on the way to meet with him when he was abducted and eventually gruesomely beheaded. Armed with the, quote, Soldier of Allah training video and a history of Ghilani's terrorist rhetoric, investigators went to several of the compounds to confront his followers.
You are a liar and you are a liar.
Don't say another word. Understand?
They were met with denial, hostility, and in some cases even violence.
Clearly looks like either knife holes or bullet holes.
And the question remains, why have these communities been left to flourish here in the U.S.? And is it only a matter of time before this anger spills on over into a violent incident?
And Mark Moyer now joins us. 35 facilities in the U.S. Tell me this is not true, and how does this continue to exist?
Well, there's 35 compounds, villages, communities that Sheikh Ghilani has inside the United States. They range anywhere from the east coast of York, South Carolina to the West Coast, Seattle, Washington, Hancock, New York, down to Texas.
Knowing the extremism that you're talking about, that he advocates here, and this is not in dispute, correct?
No, it's not in dispute.
Then why would the United States government allow these facilities to stay open?
Well, we spent 2.5 years investigating this group, and during that time we interviewed law enforcement about why these groups, why these facilities are allowed to exist in the United States. We got a host of reasons, but the number one reason is they are protected by the U.S. Constitution and they are protected by state constitutions in the United States.
Untrue.
Law enforcement hands are tied in trying to shut these groups down.
Right. I want you to explain to our audience here, because you're describing this particular man, his involvement, you say, in the Daniel Pearl, you know, beheading. How certain are you that every one of those compounds shares the radical views?
We went to 7 of these compounds. We had the Soldiers of Allah videotape, which your viewers just watched. And we said, we're going to set out on a mission. We're going to visit the 7 compounds we were aware of and ask their leaders to watch this tape, either accept or reject Sheikh Jalani's call to be an Islamic guerrilla warfare training camp. None of them rejected that tape.
How is he connected specifically to each and every compound?
Well, each and every compound is owned by a group called Muslims of America. Muslims of America in the United States is their American name for a group based in Pakistan called Jamaat al-Fukra.
Which is the one that he is, and these are his words, and this is what his advocacy is. So in other words, let me guess, and you tell me if I'm wrong here, so that when you went to these 7 compounds, of the 35, if they were to condemn the statements of him, that would mean to them what?
Well,
for them what?
Actually, none of them would condemn him. These people believe Sheikh Jalani is a direct descendant of the Prophet Muhammad, that he speaks for the Prophet Muhammad. They follow him with utmost loyalty. They believe basically he is speaking for the word of Allah. They will not condemn him. They will not criticize him. That's what we learned. As a matter of fact, in one camp in Jessup, Georgia, one of the leaders watched the Soldiers of Allah videotape and said, what's wrong with Sheikh Jalani and setting up paramilitary training camps inside the United States? I encourage your viewers to watch this tape. Just see what happens.
Do you think Jelani's facilities in the U.S. are planning attacks on American cities? It's almost unimaginable in a post-9/11 world that could exist. You're saying you think that they're planning, plotting, scheming the next attack against the Americans.
Not only do I believe that, not only will people watch this documentary believe that, but even the law enforcement officials that we have spoken with, not the ones based in Washington, D.C., but the field officers, they believe that. We've had law enforcement tell us they have weapons of mass destruction, that they...
What kind of weapons of mass destruction?
Well, in some cases, I can't even tell you, Sean, because the confidential information that was given to me by these particular law enforcement officials...
So you're saying without a doubt, you could look in these cameras tonight and tell the American people that there are terrorist training camps on our soil, we're not doing anything about it, and they're planning, and they will hit America.
I would say without a doubt, Al-Qaeda would love to have such compounds that range from 25 acres to 300 acres sitting on American soil,
right,
in order to hide terrorists, hide weapons, and train future jihadists for the United States. It's shocking.
Mr. Moore, it's shocking. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, so folks, doesn't that beg the question, who gives the orders? Why would we, back in 2009, post-9/11, let's just use a little common sense. Why would they be training on American soil? And when you look at where these 35 camps were back in 2009, no telling how much and how many more there are today. But the fact of the matter is, if you look at the way that these camps are situated, they're on the outskirts of the United States of America, from the East Coast to Texas all the way to the West Coast. Why would they be situated in such a manner? Furthermore, again, one of the things that this individual said, that it was federal and state law. Are you kidding me? Oh, so it's federal law and state law protects those that mean to destroy the American people? You know what? Here it's been said. It's a good thing. And what a good fortune for those in power that people do not think. Well, I want to tell you something. We're thinking here, and we're lining up what's taking place in the United States according to the Word of God. In America, just to bring it back to what I've always said, this is perfect judgment to a disobedient people that tolerate it.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey folks, I just want to reiterate a couple points here, and I want you to hear it's just coming to the light what I've always highlighted. Folks, you have in 2009 terrorist cells in training camps in America, yet the media has not highlighted them, and the only way that they've ever highlighted the Muslims is by putting them in a favorable light during Barack Hussein Obama's criminal tenure? I mean, come on. And see, what people don't realize is when you look at history, Adolf Hitler was aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood. And keep in mind, it was the Bushes. Folks, Prescott Bush that was illegally financing Hitler's war. Do you think that the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree as to what's going on in this country today? I mean, if I go up here, let me go up just for a second here. I wrote an article called ISIS, Modern Day Global Version of Hitler's SS. It is. Do you know that George Bush Sr. on September 11th of 1990 said, out of these troubled times, a new world order can emerge. Who's creating these troubled times? A new world order can emerge, a new era free from the threat of terror. Today, that new world order is struggling to be born, a world quite different from the one that we have known. If we are successful, and we will be, said George Bush Sr. Friends, for those that don't know, insiders will tell you that George Bush Sr. is the most wicked and evil man alive. Whistleblowers have come out and shared with the American people. One of the most corrupt administrations ever in the history of America. I mean, when you look at when the Bushes started to rise because America, judgment died, In other words, the American people no longer deal with corrupt politicians. But notice when George Bush Sr. came on the scene, America, you can see the decline. And you can see the downward spiral take place very quickly since them individuals, the Bush regime, have been in power. Or should I say, in the hands of special interest groups that are attempting to dictate the rest of the world. You know, folks, I just wanted, for the record, I want you to understand, these men are simply being used for judgment upon a disobedient nation. That's all. When you look at how God uses men to judge His children, this is a Christian nation, I'll tell you what, He will judge His children, no question about it. But the judgment upon those that He uses is much more severe at the end of the day. But how we sit there and look at what's going on in this country today, America, and go to sleep or go to a football game, you have to be told by an individual on the microphone that, listen, this is idolatry. Why is it that you have time to do that? Do you not realize what's going on in your backyard? Most people didn't know that Adolf Hitler was aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood, which was founded in Egypt in 1928 by Hassan Al-Banna, a 22-year-old Muslim who admired Adolf Hitler's hatred of the Jews and persistently wrote to Hitler to express his admiration for Hitler and his desire for collaboration with Hitler's Nazi party. So therefore, when Hitler rose to power, his Nazis supported Al-Banna, a school teacher, to grow the Muslim Brotherhood into its ally in the Middle East. And by 1938, the membership of Muslim Brotherhood topped 200,000. 1938. And during World War II, members of the Muslim Brotherhood spied for Hitler's Nazis in the Middle East and fought for Hitler and his Nazi troops, and two especially formed Muslim Waffen SS Handschar divisions. And yet now you see your media, now after sharing with you the information that I just shared with you, and God bless Sean Hannity for doing such a good job on this piece here. Terror cells, training camps in America. The actual footage, friends, and the audio was just played for you. Knowing that's going on in your country today, who's responsible for this? And then to listen to this individual and listen to our military and our police forces in the United States of America that know all the well that they're there and that they are predicting that they are going to be used one day to work and to commit acts, heinous acts, and acts of crimes against we the people in our own backyard. They say that their hands are tied? Who's giving that order, America? Could it be the same ones that gave the orders when they sent our kids over to Afghanistan and to Iraq? That they couldn't be aggressive there? Do you think it's the same people? Of course it is. Now, knowing what you know now, I just want to lay this to your candor, and I'm going to move on here. The truth is, there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed, intelligent officer knows this, but there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive TV watchers to accept the unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. Who is responsible for creating the war? Folks, again, the word, Oxford's English Dictionary, the definition, original, of the word terrorist. Governments by intimidation. Remember what none other than the fourth president of the United States of America had to say. Listen carefully, James Madison, the father of our Constitution. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Who's giving these people the thumbs up to have terrorist cells and terrorist training camps in America? What I played you, friends, was from 2009. And I want to reiterate the point. When you look at how these camps are set up, they are on the outskirts of the state to the furthest point where the water meets the land, all the way across the outline of the United States of America from the East Coast to Texas to the West Coast. Why? Why, America? Why is the media, the CIA-controlled media, why is it that they put the Muslims in a favorable light? Here, I want to share something with you really quick. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, just so you can see the reality of what's taking place here again. German pro-Muslim invasion activist changes her position. She said now... She was the one standing there. She was one of them that was standing there saying, Muslims come in. Muslims welcome. She said, now it's too late for Germany. They've been plundered. And you look at the chancellor, the prime minister, Janet Merkel, the person of the year according to Time magazine in this country, just like Adolf Hitler was, I believe, in 1935 or 1938. Just like Stalin was. Just like Mussolini was, friends. Putting them in a favorable light, friends. When you look at what's going on over there, friends, it's the representatives that are destroying the country. It's the representatives advocating and acting out in a treasonous fashion by giving their country over to the Muslims. Because they need to establish a new world order, and in order to do that, guess what? They need to get rid of you, America. And George Soros said, quote, unquote, he said, America is the stumbling block to the new world order. Praise God. Let it be. Let it be. But you need to see the correlation as to what's going on and why they're using Muslims, America. Why they're using them. German pro-Muslim invasion activist changes her position. It's too late for Germany. Why is the media putting them in a positive light, America, knowing the fruit of who they are? Oh, by the way, in the state of Minnesota, state senators want to now spend $18 million of our money in the state on Somalia community development. And it's interesting that we have seen an influx of those that have come into the United States, namely the state of Minnesota, that have gone out and fought on the behalf of ISIS only to return home. Now they even have a representative in the House that wants insurance for the families of those that go and fight on the behalf of ISIS in case those fathers are killed over there. You can't make this stuff up, America. You can't make it up. You are being sold down the river by corrupt politicians and your apathy, hand in glove, apathy, corrupt politicians. Do you remember what I started the show off with? Somebody's got to go to jail or our system is over. It's done. Let me say this. Unless America repents and brings forth the fruit of repentance, Matthew 3, 2, Acts 20, verse 21, and also 2 Corinthians 7, 10, unless the fruit of repentance is brought forth in this country, it is going to be over. And repentant people magnify the law. The great sin killer is the blood of Christ. And what put him on the cross, when we're a part of the plan, knowing the power of God unto salvation, we stand against what put the Christ on the cross, and that is the sins of mankind. Read Psalm 94, verse 20, when you get a moment. The Lord has been telling this to the American people for a long time, friends. Now the question is when are you going to obey it and see that it's done? Isaiah 26:9. Representative Louis Gohmert. Somebody's got to go to jail or our system is over concerning corrupt politicians. The rule of law doesn't mean anything anymore. Yes, it does in the eyes of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Love you by what we do. See ya.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.